It is now 14 to 6. Jordan Williams and Josie Pagani on the huddle. So let's stay with the tax issue, Jordan, and tax cuts on the radar. The government is looking at something in the lower to middle bands. We're not sure what they're going to do with thresholds. You put out a press statement today basically saying it should be introduced. Anything should be introduced on July 1, not 1st of April next year.
Jordan.
Well, the thing is we've seen it all before. It's always from this government, you know, tomorrow, there's tax cuts tomorrow. Well, government books are even healthier than they were forecast. Every day we pick up the paper and Treasury have got, you know, we're ahead in terms of revenue and Crown expenses are down. You know, this is supposed to be the government that is a low-tax government. It's cancelled all the tax cuts that it's promised prior to the last election. And with Winston Peters or the Murray Party likely to hold the balance of power, unless this government delivers tax cuts this year, we're probably unlikely to ever get them. In fact, the average New Zealander is paying a lot more tax now because of since 2010 because of what's called fiscal drag. That's as your average income goes up with inflation and average earnings increases, you actually spill into higher tax brackets. Now, we're not this government hasn't even addressed that since 2010. That's sort of the benchmark, and that should be happening this year, not as a election bribe that's suddenly on the table in post-election negotiations. It's why we're doing quite well as National Party supporters that they join the National Party to support them for low taxes. Well, come on, guys, cough up.
Okay.
This always seems to be tomorrow.
And, Josie, your take on this. So this is a Clayton's tax when you cut. I mean, when you're not having tax and thresholds. I mean, that's effectively a tax increase by stealth, Josie.
Well, yeah, but we're assuming that they're going to make some kind of tax cut of, say, at least $3 billion. Because remember John Key said last year, well, if it had to be at least $20 a week for it to be anything meaningful. But what's interesting is we're seeing the election divide here between Bill English saying, yep, the surpluses are good, we can do a tax cut. And then you're seeing on the other side of the political spectrum also saying the surpluses are good, therefore we don't need to raise taxes. So that begs the question, if you're not going to do the tax cut, then you're going to have some money to spend. So, you know, this should help Labor when it tries to cost some of its promises and say, no, we won't increase taxes. They just have to say, no, we won't cut taxes. We won't do the tax cut that Bill English is promising. So you're seeing, and I think actually a more interesting debate would be on a tax switch. So, you know, again, we've talked about this all last year about, you know, land tax, all these other taxes. You know, you could cut income tax and say, Labor could say, I'm going to cut your tax, we're going to cut your income tax because you guys have been paying way too much tax if you're on a middle income or low income, and we're going to switch it and tax those that already have capital and already have wealth.
Yeah. That's a nice little progressive tax there, Josie, that you've just come in. It's smoke and mirrors anyway, land tax. Anyway, those people on low incomes aren't really paying tax when you factor in working for families. Jordan, what do you say about that?
Well, there it is. You know, you've got Andrew Little, the retired union official, and Josie Pagani both saying that we don't need higher taxes. Now, if that isn't reason enough to show that taxes are too high in New Zealand, I don't know what is. You know, I mean, this government, it's constantly tomorrow. I mean, it's effectively like their superannuation announcement. You know, it's Bill English going to get up in the budget and say, you know, tax cuts by 2037.
I think income tax on middle income people, you know, I haven't upgraded my car forever. You know, people feel like they're not getting ahead, they're not making enough money.
Absolutely.
I think
there's
real scope to say that lower the tax on income, but you've got to then say, how are you going to make up for it? And I think you do a tax
No, we've got, you know, New Zealanders have worked damn hard since the GFC, and we're now back into surplus. And you see, you're treating it like tax cuts is spending money. You know, you're this radical idea, and it's what our organisation's all about, that you spend your money better than politicians down the road. Well, I don't think you need to make it up. There's so much fiscal room there that, as I say, Labor saying we're going to guarantee there's not going to be any new taxes or tax increases, and they've got all these lollies on offer. You know, that shows that there is an enormous amount of money there, and that is off the back of hardworking New Zealanders. Every one of those dollars is what New Zealanders have earned. We should be allowed to keep more, at least going back to a proportion of income tax we were paying.
Absolutely. Let people who've worked hard for the wage packet at the end of the week, let them keep some more. And then people who are buying and selling houses and pocketing the profit, the tax-free profit, let them pay a bit more. That seems perfectly fair to me.
All right.
Unless you're saying you've just got to spend the surpluses, Jordan. You've got to have something a bit more responsible than that.
Jordan, just a quick one to finish with. Two Treasury reports on a sugar tax finds that the substitution effect would eliminate health benefits. You've been banging away about this for a while.
Yeah, well, the problem is we have taxpayer-funded public health so-called experts that get into the economic arguments, completely stuff it up. Treasury have done a good job here that actually showing that rather than using, for example, survey data and asking people if there was a tax, would you spend less on Coke, for example, actually looking at the real data and the actual preferences reflected. We've got Mexico as an example, and it shows that this people just substitute. If you put a tax on Coke, they go to cheaper products, cheaper colas, budget brands, or they change the chocolate. The reduction in calories is absolutely tiny.
Sorry, Jesse, yep.
So once I agree with you, this is one tax I think should be booted out. Honestly, I'm sick of these people hectoring working class people for the few pleasures they've got left in life. I'm at Sydney at the moment. I've just been out on the train in Sydney. There's a big sign saying, if you do something wrong, you will be fined. That just makes me want to
glitter. Look at the hypocrisy of Materia Turei. She was protesting the Cadbury closure last week. This is the same party, and this is the Greens that want taxes on these products.
Thank you to both of you. That is Jordan Williams and Jesse Pagani on the Huddle. It's coming